Number 18B.
We come to the Christianity order. Where do we find the Christianity order? Yes? Yes? Can you say it loud? Can you say it loud? Yes? Don't be shy, huh?
You can call me,
yeah. I have one great desire I had at the beginning of the syllabus class, that everybody would be able to train himself or herself to speak out loud and distinct, because you have to learn that if afterwards you want to give classes and teach, and that's necessary, yes? And it is a sense also of being self-reliant, of knowing what one knows, not be shy, huh? And to be sure about what one says, and if the Christ really moves us, then we nearly have to shout it out. We can't say it just in a small voice. Yes, so we find it in the glossary under the term God. Now, we will build up together that Christianity order. And it's just, instead of just saying what it is and explaining it, I really want to see if we can build it up so that you are convinced of what it means. Now, we had the word order in the chapter Recapitulation under the very straightforward question, what is God? Didn't we? Answer, God is. It was a straightforward definition of God, a definition of God. Then we came to the Christ order, and that Christ order was in another chapter. It was in the chapter Science, Theology, and Medicine, that chapter which, within the matrix of the textbook, takes the place value of Christ as Christ, therefore dealing with the Christ in its proper meaning, in its intrinsic meaning, and therefore there we found the Christ order. We said the Christ order is not a definition of God. We said the Christ order is what? It's the translation. It's the way, the how God translates them to the point of idea in mind. So it is not a definition of the nature of God. It is much more a definition of translation, or a definition of the Christ translation. Now, when we come to Christianity, you said we find the Christianity order in the glossary, and therefore we would have to ask ourselves, well, if it is in the glossary, why should this be Christianity? Why should it not be the Word, or the Christ, or science? See, therefore, we have to know, really, why that order in the glossary is a Christianity order, because that is the very first thing we have to know. We can't just accept it because I have said it or because John Dolly has said it. We must know why. So we would have to ask, if it appears in the glossary, what then is the glossary? What purpose does the glossary fulfill? And where would we find an answer to this question? What the glossary really want to show? Where would we find that answer? Would be on the first page of the glossary, before she begins to explain the very first term. So if we take that first paragraph, does that paragraph tell us something about the place value of these terms? So I think the best way is if we read that paragraph and see what it means. Would anybody who has a nice, clear voice, a strong voice, read it to us? Yes, Mary? Oh, sorry. I thought you want, because you took the book. Yes? Good, good.
First paragraph. In Christian Science, we learn that the substitution of the spiritual for the material definition of a spiritual word often elucidate the meaning of the inspired writer.
Yes.
On this account, this chapter is added. It contains the metaphysical physical interpretation of Bible terms, giving their spiritual sense, which is also their original meaning.
Yes, thank you. Now, we start again and take line by line. Please start again. Yes, and I say when to stop.
In Christian Science, we learn that the substitution of the spiritual for the material definition of a scriptural word.
Yes, as far as that. What do we learn here? We learn that it is about scriptural words. So we have already a focal point in it. Now, what is the scripture? What does the scripture tell us, the Bible tell us? Tells us really the story of the Word, Christ to Christianity, not further than that. Doesn't tell us about science. The textbook tells us about science. So the definition of God appears here as it is meant by the biblical interpretation. And in that very first sentence, she gives also the method that she uses. Namely, she said it is a substitution of the spiritual for the material definition. So it isn't just a definition of the word, it is showing the substitution of it. To take a material term or a literal term and exchange it into a spiritual idea. Is that clear? Now, what does that? What is the category which takes, therefore, spiritual material terms and exchanges them for spiritual terms? What is the category when we have any kind of a term, like sickness, sin, death, lack, and turn it into a spiritual idea? Is that the Word? Is that the Christ? Is that Christianity when we exchange that? Does the Christ translate here, or do we translate here? We do. It is really that standpoint where we use ideas instead of illusions. Is that what was said? It is the application, the using of ideas. It is that which you find in practice, which is Christianity, that in place of illusions, we put ideas. Yes. So it is already here showing that we have to trace back material terms and material things back to spiritual ideas. This is typically a Christianity activity. We go on in the text of the scriptural word.
Yes,
all right. And then?
On this account, this chapter is added.
Yeah.
It contains the metaphysical interpretation of Bible terms.
Yes.
Giving their spiritual sense.
Yes.
Which is also their original meaning.
Yeah. So if we analyze those last passage, that it contains what? The metaphysical interpretation of Bible terms, just as we have said before, what is the place value when instead of material terms we have spiritual ideas or metaphysical terms? That's Christianity, exchanging the object of sense for the ideas of soul. So contains the metaphysical interpretation of Bible terms, giving their spiritual sense. You can see it's a constant retranslation taking place that we make. And then comes the most important thing, namely, which is also their original meaning. We have here an activity, which is actually practice, which is actually using, that we take terms or happenings or phenomena of any kind of sort in the material, translate them back into their spiritual meaning, translate them back, if possible, to God, to principle, to the origin from where they came, to the original meaning. Therefore, we can see that this is something very different, that here we go out, so to say, no more from God. We go out from a term that is either positive or negative and say to that term, what lies behind that term? To which origin does it point? Can you see that? It's perhaps in a single term saying we trace a material term or a material meaning back to its metaphysical meaning, and we trace then the metaphysical meaning even further back to the origin, to God. Can you see, it's as if we would go from Christianity to Christ to Word. Therefore, this is really, you know, you think this is a bit academic or, straining gnats, but you will see it's swallowing camels. It is really the main point. Namely, I have to repeat what I said. We said, where the definition of the Word, or let's say, the Word order, is defining God. Yes. The Christ order, we said, is defining the translation from God to man. The Christianity order, therefore, here in this chapter, Genesis, is translating everything back to God. Isn't that something else? Instead of translating, I would rather say, tracing everything back to God or to animal magnetism. Both. Because that's Christianity. In Christianity, you take a term and you do two things, or you can do two things. You can trace it back either to God. Everything that is good, you trace back to God. Everything that is evil, you trace back to animal magnetism. Not to people, not to place, not to thing, but to animal magnetism. Therefore, have you noticed, yes, you have noticed, you couldn't help but noticing, that most explanation in glossary have either a positive or a negative explanation. Most of them. And you were wondering, perhaps, why that is so. That a term can have two different meanings, two different opposite meanings. There are a few in it that have only a positive meaning, a few that have only a negative meaning. Most of them, we will see, there are two different ones. And that's Christianity. Christianity is that you take something and you say, now what is it? Can I trace it back either to God, or can I either trace it back to animal magnetism? That's Christianity. So it's, so to say, the tracing back to its origin. Is the origin a spiritual origin, or is the origin an erroneous origin, animal magnetism?
That implies that Christianity comes to every word in a sense, doesn't it? A Christianity overtone.
Yes, that's a Christianity overtone. Yes, that's what we haven't said when we were saying, let's get some ideas how we could characterize Christianity, because it was too early to bring in that. But now we can see that Christianity is really that. That our practice in Christianity is to take any situation, whatever the situation is, and say, what is going on here? What is actually going on here? We can't quite see what's going on here, because the outward manifestation doesn't give away what's going on here. And so we have to analyze it and see, if I trace it back to where it came from, then I can trace it back either to God, or I can trace it back either to a false origin. That's what so many of the definitions do in the glossary. That's practice. So, can we now see the difference between Word, Christ, Christianity? In the Word, we have seen, for instance, that all what we do is to try to build up within our consciousness the true nature of God. To build it up. So that the definition of God is declared to us. There is no question of handling evil in it. You just go along the creative sense of the 7 days of creation, building up in consciousness the question, what is God? What is the nature of God? In the Christ, You have the coming down of it, and you go out from God, and flow along with the Christ order to arrive at the true idea. If it's resisted, it shows itself as an erroneous situation. And when we come to Christianity, we go out from a situation, which is very different, you see, that we haven't had in the world under Christ. In the world, we built up God. In Christianity, we do not build up God. We take a situation and say, what is it? What is behind it? Is behind it God or the devil? God or animal magnetism? So it is the substitution of the spiritual for the material definition of scriptural world. Can you see the beginning, the starting point is a material definition of a scriptural word. Here it is the material definition of the scriptural word God, asking what did actually the Bible mean with that term God? How can we translate it or trace it back to its origin? Through replacing the material meaning of it with the spiritual meaning, which is also the original meaning. Can you say it's completely different procedure, a completely different application also? Yes. Or you could say, just to put it again in other terms and other words, you said Christianity is at the point of the universe including ideas. Didn't we say that? It is the all-inclusive universe. Glossary goes out from that universe. It takes over 100 terms of that universe. All what is in it, baptism, burial, and so on, you see, evening and morning, and earth and heaven and kingdom, and veil and serpent, and I don't know what, you see. The whole universe she takes in an alphabetical order, not even saying which is good and which is bad. And then goes out from that universe in which we live. She has a selection of it. We have a bigger universe. We have a vocabulary of thousands of such beliefs and such phenomena, and she only wants to show it the method and says, look here, I show you the method, what you should do. The method is very clearly stated. Substitute the spiritual for the material definition. Trace it away from the world sense and give to it the divine sense, so that we must get to the spiritual or metaphysical interpretation of Bible terms, which is the original meaning. So behind all those terms, you see, must stand the true meaning, a spiritual origin. So when she comes to the term God, she says, well, that too was for the Bible, and in the Bible, really an undefined God. And about this God, the whole biblical realm and periods had quite funny concept about that God. So I'm going to show you how to trace back that undefined term God, that religious sense of God, that ecclesiastical sense of God, perhaps even the ignorant sense of God, and translate it right back to what it originally was. Again, therefore, you can see we go out now from the universe and trace it to God. Actually, we could have, now we see also why Christianity is the third category and not the first. Why we cannot start with the first Christianity as being the first category. Because how can we trace back something to God when we don't know the nature of God? We couldn't. We couldn't really evaluate that properly. So we could say here, see, that's another point, a very important point. If the place value of Christianity is the point of ideas, then you would say to yourself, but then it's not, has nothing to do with the synonymous term, but because the synonymous term are God. So why should we define the realm of ideas through synonymous terms, as she does in the definition of God? Why doesn't she define it through ideas? And actually, at the beginning, she does that. She begins, what is it? All-knowing, all-seeing,
all-acting,
all-wise, and all-loving. Huh? Yeah. She begins the definition like that. So that at the beginning she brings in now first the universe of allness. Says it's a universe of allness, of all knowing. It's a universe of all seeing, all acting, all wise, all loving. And then she gives the synonymous term. Now, why on earth should she give the seven synonymous terms? Therefore, the question, I don't know if it's a question for you, it was a great question for me. Why on earth can we define the place value of idea, the universe of idea, through synonyms, which is God? And the answer, naturally, is what she has here in the introductory paragraphs, as she said, take all those terms of the universe and trace them back to its spiritual origin. And that is naturally the synonymous term. So the synonymous term is that which is backing up the ideas. That's why we had that statement, man equipped by God is actually that Christianity. Man, idea, at the point of Christianity, but he is not standing alone. He must be traced back to where he came from, and therefore must be traced back to the synonymous term. And so we can, in spite that the place value is Christianity, define that universe through synonymous terms. Did I make a very academical point out of that, or something that we must see? Huh? Why do we explain ideas through synonymous terms? Because they are the outcome. Ideas are only the outcome, and they can never stand alone. Never stand alone. They are always as the outcome bound to the Christ and the Word. They come from the Word. And so the definition, therefore, or the scriptural definition of God is that which must trace back the common concept of the universe back to God. And that's what she does here. That's that. Okay. Just at the right moment. We make a break here.